This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 5 for Tuesday, August 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower Tuesday morning as activity resumed after yesterday's holiday. Canola down $15 to nearly $24, November down $23.80 at $587.10 per ton. That move below the psychological $600 mark brought in additional speculative selling. Losses in Chicago soy oil accounted for some of the spillover weakness, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also lower. Broad economic uncertainty that saw equity markets drop sharply over the past few days also spilled into the agricultural markets. Relatively favorable North American growing conditions were another bearish influence, although parts of Western Canada remain in need of more moisture. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, while corn and wheat were narrowly mixed. Soybeans pressured by the good U.S. growing conditions, with the country's soybean crop improving to 68% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. Pod setting came in at 59%, that's 3 points ahead of average. The November soybean contract down 12 cents at 10.29 per bushel. Weather forecasts remain relatively favorable, that's helping boost the yield prospects for the U.S. crop. Bearish chart signals contributed to the losses, although soybeans were holding above their nearby lows. Corn futures, meanwhile, trading within a cent of unchanged, the September contract steady at 390 and three quarters per bushel. Condition ratings for the U.S. corn crop dipped slightly in the latest weekly report, coming in at 67% good to excellent. Early expectations from the USDA attaché in Brazil call for an increase in the country's corn production in the next growing season. Wheat futures trading to both sides of unchanged. Minneapolis spring wheat up a quarter cent in September at 387 and three quarters. Kansas City hard red winter wheat steady in the September contract at 560 and a quarter. Chicago soft wheat up 3¾ cents in September at 543 and a quarter. U.S. spring wheat condition ratings held steady at 74% good to excellent. Declining production estimates out of France were supportive for wheat, while Russia's large crop remains a bearish influence overhanging the world market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.